In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
We who are strong ought to bear with the weaknesses of the weak. This we heard in our passage from Romans just now that Dennis read for us. The strong ought to bear with the weaknesses of the weak. In this context, what does it mean to bear with someone's weaknesses? It's a phrase that's probably used less now than a couple generations ago, but you still hear it sometimes, to bear with someone. When we think of to bear with somebody, especially a weaker somebody, we often use it as a synonym with to put up with. To bear with someone often means to put up with someone, or maybe on a better day, at least be patient with someone. I worked in retail banking for a number of years, and like any job in which you deal with the public, you have to bear with certain kinds of people's moods or behaviors. You get a grouchy customer, and you bear with them. Or maybe if you're at a work meeting and someone is droning on and on with useless dribble, right? You have to bear with them, especially if that person happens to be the boss. A family get-together over the holidays, you bear with the quirks of the family. Spouses bear with each other, parents bear with children, vice versa. And it goes both ways. In a moment of self-awareness, maybe if the story you're telling is running long, you might say to your friend, just bear with me. It goes both directions. Just bear with me another minute. And then what's this about the strong bearing with the weak that Paul mentions? Does that mean that the more talented and the more skillful and the more knowledgeable just put up with the weaknesses of the weak? Would we want that with our doctors and our builders and our airline pilots, the stronger, just put up with the weaknesses of the weak, just be patient with them? Is that what Paul means when he says to bear with the weaknesses of the weak? And would this apply then to our faith, to our theology, just put up with weaknesses of faith? Well, that might be how the phrase to bear with is used today, but from the beginning it was not so. We just got back, our family, from our family's annual Lake Superior vacation. One of the favorite events of the day, every day, is the evening campfire right on the shore. And that was the most popular event even when the kids were really little. And they liked when it was after dinner, it was time to get the fire set up, help with the chairs and the marshmallows and all those things. And I remember each kid, when they were young, wanted to carry the bundle of wood from the cabin down to the shore, down to the fire ring. But of course, a six-year-old is physically incapable. They are too weak to carry a bundle of firewood by themselves. They couldn't even lift the thing. So as dad, I had a choice. I could stand back and just watch them struggle trying to lift this firewood until they failed. I could just do it myself and have them watch. Or I could help them carry it, and we could carry it together as they grew stronger over the years. Eventually, they could carry it themselves. Which option do you think means to bear with somebody's weaknesses? The phrase to bear with does not mean be patient with. It certainly doesn't mean to put up with. To bear means to carry. Literally, to bear something means to carry it. So for the strong to bear with the weaknesses of the weak, it means to carry it with them, to help them bear their weaknesses. To bear with is active, not passive. It's an active form of assistance. To bear with a grouchy customer is to help them through whatever is making them weak that day. To bear with a parent or a child or a spouse is to actively carry the load when you're strong and let them carry the load when they're strong. Again, it goes both ways. If an airline pilot bears with the weaknesses of her co-pilot, it doesn't mean she just puts up with those weaknesses. It means she ensures the safety of the flight to the best of her ability while bringing the co-pilot up to speed, up to a higher skill level, so in the end, everyone benefits. Now, today in the church is the feast of Saint Joseph of Arimathea. He falls on July 31st. Joseph of Arimathea, this is the noble Joseph that we sing about on Good Friday. Joseph of Arimathea was the one who took down the body of Jesus after he was crucified, took down the body from the cross, and provided the tomb in which to bury the Lord. Now, after the resurrection, Joseph of Arimathea was arrested for being a follower of Christ and later summoned before Caiaphas. This Caiaphas was the high priest who had ordered Jesus to be crucified in the first place. And Caiaphas was demanding an explanation because Joseph of Arimathea was a member of the council, a member of the Sanhedrin, and then Caiaphas finds out he's a follower. So he demands an explanation. And testifying before Caiaphas, Joseph of Arimathea said, "Your Excellency, the high priest, I am pleased to bear with you these things." And then Joseph explains burying the Savior's body. He explains the appearance of Christ following the resurrection. And then ultimately ends with his own Joseph's arrest and says, "This is how I came to you today." But the phrase Joseph chose to begin was, "I am pleased to bear with you these things." Joseph wasn't putting up with Caiaphas. He was carrying the truth of the gospel for a man who was blinded by his own pride in hopes that Caiaphas might be edified and might see the light and come to faith. Joseph didn't see Caiaphas as his enemy or adversary, but as someone weak, someone for whom he, Joseph, could carry a great and lofty teaching. To bear with the weaknesses of the weak is to carry what they cannot in hopes that all parties will be edified and strong in the end. And for you and me, when we are given an opportunity to bear with another person's weaknesses, whether something as simple as a grouchy mood or as lofty as our faith in the risen Savior, our calling is not so much to put up with them, but to help carry the burden with them, that in the end we may all be strong. Amen.